Greetings, humanity, from the spaceship Hawkwind, calling to you from this time in Radioland at WUSB Stony Brook, where food tastes visually stimulating.
Yummy.
Possibilities, the number of perspectives dramatically multiplied, and then you realize what you're confused. That's why we always encourage you to don't take it.
What the hell was that, man?
Huh?
No, man, like, hey, man, wow, I was watching this object, man, like the satellite that we saw the other night, right? And, like, it was just going right across the sky, man, and then, I mean, it just suddenly, it just changed direction and went, whizzing right off, man. It flashed.
You're stoned out of your mind, man.
Oh, yeah, man, hey, like, I'm stoned, you know, man? But, like, you know, I saw a satellite. And it was going across the sky, and it flashed three times at me and zigzagged and whizzed off, man. And I saw it.
That was a UFO beaming back at you.
Psychedelic experiment by the use of light, dance of sound, color, and sound.
Delta House? House?
You're back at the Melting World. This is not the Delta House. This is the Melting World, Sounds of the Night. And we're focusing on electronic psychedelic sounds tonight. Going back to the 90s for the rave scene. And we're jumping all over the place, that set of music. We started off with Psychic TV from the album Origin of the Species, fourth Tablet of Acid, released in the year 1999. And the tune It's L.A. And then we went into Neo Moyo. And that would be John Vaganis from the band Nex Atros from Greece. And he's the bassist in that band. And he's also in the electronic project Nemoya. It's available on the Bandcamp platform. Just go to Nimoya or Nex Trastas. Okay, let's see if I can get this right. Nex Atros. NaxAtras. You know, it would seem so easy to pronounce, but, you know, here at the Melting World, you know, we've got many things going on at the same time, and sometimes just to pronounce these easy words is just a heavy lift. The tune that we heard from Nemoya. It's Nemoya. Tune was entitled Vibragon. The album is called Reverie. And that was released in September of last year. And then we went into Eat Static. That would be Merv Pepler and Joy Hinton, formerly of the Osric Tentacles. And then we went into their 2002 release on the Cyber Octave label. Okay, let's try to get that right. The Cyber Octave label in the year 2002. If I say it slow enough, it comes out right. So the tune that we heard was Crash and Burn. Oh no, that is the album is Crash and Burn. The tune that we heard was entitled Dervish Funk with lots of different samples going on because, you know, the acid house genre of music was derived from the EDM where they just stripped away the vocals and the singing and just added lots and lots of samples. And then you went into the psychedelic end of things where, you know, people like Timothy Leary and their samples were added, just like the last tune from Psychic TV. That's how we ended the set with more music from the third Tablet of Acid. And that tune was entitled Turn On, Tune In to the Acid House. We're almost halfway done with our program. We have the Cosmic Hour coming up in about 40 minutes or so, maybe even a little sooner than that. We're going to be going into a nice long track from a Hungarian electronic artist. His name is Aether, and there's a tribal mix that was released last year. We're going to see if we can fit the whole thing in, and then later on in the deepness of the Cosmic Hour, we'll be listening to music by Günter Schleins, cosmic artist from Germany, and also Radio Massacre International, their homage to the late Sid Barrett of Pink Floyd. So let's take a quick break here, a public service announcement. Let me get my thoughts together. You know, playing this music just, you know, shoots you all over the place for sure. Get my thoughts together. And when we come back, it's time for music from DJ Alex Patterson and the Orb from their classic electronic release from the year 1992. So stay tuned. We will be right back here at WUSB 90.1 FM.
Hey, did you ever see somebody have a breakdown? It's a pretty scary experience. This is Dr. Bill Cheshire. A breakdown. The person has just gotten overloaded. Overloaded so much that they can't cope with it. You know what I mean by can't cope with it? I'm not talking about somebody who just throws a shoe through a window because they're angry. I'm talking about somebody who literally can't function. And when you see a person unable to function, it can be a pretty scary experience. Perhaps you've already witnessed another student or teacher have a breakdown. Sometimes the person just begins sobbing and can't seem to stop. Sometimes they won't get out of bed for days. Other times the person just begins to babble on incoherently. Don't be afraid of it. The one common quality is that these people feel alone.
Cheswick. You're voluntary?
Mm-hmm.
Scanlon? Billy, for Christ's sake, you must be committed, right?
No.
You're just a young kid. What are you doing here? You ought to be out in a convertible. Bird dogging chicks and banging beaver. What are you doing here, for Christ's sake? What's funny about that? Jesus, I mean, you guys do nothing but complain about how you can't stand it in this place here, and then you haven't got the guts just to walk out. What do you think you are, for Christ's sake? Crazy or something?
The Mental Health Association in Suffolk County offers free support groups for depression, bipolar disorder, OCD, and post-traumatic stress. Separate support groups are also open for relatives and friends. For schedule and location information, or to register for a group, call 631-226-3900.
You're back at the Sounds of the Night, and what we'd like to do now is get into a classic piece of electronic music from the year 1992 on the Island Records label, and this would be DJ Alex Patterson and his electronic project called The Orb, and this tune is a great one indeed. It's called Towers of Dub here at WUSB 90.1 FM, Melting World, an imaginary journey of shifting sonic surrealism.
You ready?
Oh, hello. Is that reception, London Weekend Television?
This is security. Reception's been on here.
Oh, I see. I'm supposed to meet somebody in reception, and I wanted to know if they were
What's
there
with... What's the person supposed to meet?
Haile Selassie.
Haile?
Selassie.
Is that Haile Fanassie, yeah?
No. Could you possibly, if he does, he will come in very shortly. Mm-hmm. Would you tell him that Marcus Garvey phoned, and that I will meet him, well, it's meet him in Babylon and Ting.
Yes, when Marcus comes in, right?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to wait for 7 minutes to come in.
Oh, is that Haile Selassie?
No, it wasn't him, it was a cab.
He's a black gentleman.
But when he comes in after you, you were going to meet him at, where was it?
Babylon. Yeah, Babylon and Ting.
Babylon and Ting.
That's it.
Right you are.
Thank you, God bless you.
Bye.
You're back at the Melting World, and that was the music of The Orb, recorded in the year 1992, actually released in the year 1992. The tune was entitled Towers of Dub, and that was from the classic album UF Orb, all part of our Melting World 90s melt, electro melt journey tonight. It's a 420 carryover. Yesterday was 420, and if you are still partaking in recreational activities, this is the place to be. This is the music that will get you to where you need to be. Here at the Melting World, we're focusing on the psychedelic sounds of the 90s and 21st century as well. We're going to get into some music by the Hungarian electronic space music artist. His name is Aether. First, we're going to hear a public service announcement. Yeah, let's do a public service announcement. And when we come back, it's a nice long tune, recent tune from Hungary with Aether here at WUSB 90.1 FM.
Cannabis is now legal in New York, but only for adults 21 and over. You should talk with the young people in your life early and often about the effect that cannabis can have on the growing brain. For more information, go to cannabis.ny.gov.
Do this instead.
Oh, no thanks. I got some store-bought right over here in my room.
No, man. This is grass.
You mean marijuana?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Is that what that is? Look, let me see that.
Go ahead, George. Light it up.
Oh, no. I couldn't do that. I mean, I've got enough problems with the booze and all. I mean, I can't afford to get hooked.
Huh. You won't get hooked.
Yeah, well, I know, but I mean, it leads to harder stuff.
So you come into my house on the radio waves, asking for a donation on the day of my daughter's wedding. My one question to you, why would I donate to WUSB?
Well, with all due respect, your donliness, WUSB is commercial-free, volunteer-ran radio station, and I hear your daughter loves it.
For my sweet daughter, Marciella, I'll do anything. Hey, Joey, get over here. We need to get these guys set up. Hey, Paulie, Tony, Mikey, let's get them some donations right now.
Where should we leave the envelope?
Well, you could donate to WUSB by calling right now at 631-632-6901.
What if the phone's tapped?
Well, if you're afraid of the feds, you could donate on the web, www.wusb.fm.
Oh, yes, it is Radiothon. You can go to wusb.fm/pledge, and that will take you to a secure site where you could put in all your financial information, which means a credit card number or a debit card number, and you have your choice of many pledge levels. You know, you have a $10 pledge level, a $15 pledge level, a $25 pledge level, a $50 pledge level, and a $75 pledge level as well. And each of those pledge levels will get you a gift. The $25 is a baseball cap, $50 a WUSB t-shirt, and a $75 pledge will get you a $5, nothing. You'll get a $75 pledge. We'll get you a WUSB sweatshirt. It was like I was reading it, and then I just went up like two lines. It's just crazy. That's what happens here at like 1:15 in the morning when you're trying to do a radio show. And, you know, you're playing this type of music, which is kind of infecting your brain, and it's a difficult thing to get past. You know what? Let me try to read something else. Yeah, we have these public service announcements that we're reading now. And on Wednesday, April 24th at 12 p.m., that's this Wednesday, and this sounds pretty cool. It's the Sound Studies Workshop. The Sound Studies Workshop presents Folk Arrival and Repatriation, Institutional Representations of Music and Sound, led by Christine Pash from the Stony Brook University Department of Music. The Sound Studies Workshop is a vinyl records workshop which features presentations by faculty and graduate students. Man, I'm like having a rough time here. Let's try that again. The Sound Studies Workshop is a vinyl records workshop that features presentations by faculty and graduate students across disciplines who are working with diverse musical genres in their research. This workshop offers a space for engaged listening and discussion on the relationship between music, politics, and history. The workshop will take place Wednesday, April 24th, 1 p.m. in room N337, Social and Behavioral Science Building, Stony Brook University. Light refreshments will be served. You can contact Eric Zaloff at area code 631-632-7500 here at the campus of Stony Brook University. That is once again on Wednesday, April 24th at 12 p.m., the Sound Studies Workshop. So yeah, we're kind of like reading a public service announcement a day to, you know, get our reading chops. And obviously my reading chops need to be refocused and honed out a little bit better. We need to practice a little more with our reading skills. I do some reading here. As a matter of fact, our next artist, his name is Aether. And Aether is a Hungarian space ambient and electronic music composer at Carp Sonum Records in the U.S. and Text Records, TXT Records in the U.K. and also Fantasy Enhancing U.K. record labels as well. The music direction of Pete Namluk, who we heard in the opening set of music, and Tetsu Inu's work had a great impact on his music. Aether would like to follow in their footsteps with his own unique style. Now, his music is available on Bandcamp, just about all of the music here at The Melting World you can get through Bandcamp. And if you can't, I'll let you know about that. But Bandcamp is a great platform where, you know, you just go to the website of Bandcamp and type in any artist that, you know, you might be interested in. It will take you to their site, and you have, you know, many options to purchase physical media such as compact discs or vinyl albums, merchandise such as t-shirts or sweatshirts, or also digital downloads, which can be downloaded in multiple lossless and non-lossless formats. So you have many options with Bandcamp that you don't have with other streaming platforms. And if you go on what's called Bandcamp Fridays, the artists receive 100% of the revenue share, which means that whatever you buy, they get all the music. But that only happens one day a month. Well, it's the first Friday of the month. It's called Bandcamp Friday. It's still the best deal, even without Bandcamp Friday. They take 15% of the cut of whatever you buy, and they get the rest. We got to take a quick break. Yeah, I had to get a sip of water on that. We are back. So we're talking about Bandcamp. And it seems that if I talk too long, it's like a warning sign. You're boring the listeners. What you need to do is stop talking. And then I'd like my throat kind of like freezes up. And that's what's happening right now. So let's get into the music. This is about 45 minutes. So here it is. It's 1:46. This is going to carry us like way into the Cosmic Hour. So we're going to start the Cosmic Hour right now. This is Aether, and it's part of our 420 carryover. Global Electro Mel Journey. And this was released in September of last year. It's called the Tribal Earth Mix. Please enjoy. This is the music from Aether from Hungary here at The Melting World. Electronic music, much more than a power book and a Kai MIDI keyboard. At WUSB 90.1 FM. Stony Brook, New York.